Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Badasses, the legend of Snake, Foo, Dr. Death, and John Madden's Oakland Raiders, by Peter Richmond, narrated by Barry Abrams. Preface. Could a very good football team be more than just a very good football team? Could it be something more? Could it be legendary? Not just Hall of Fame legendary, but legendary as in the tales of ancient warriors, half real and half mythical, who mattered because they inspired people who needed to believe in figures mightier than their mundane selves. Could a football team seize the modern imagination because the days of true legend have long passed, because we no longer have myths in sport or in life? Because long gone are the days when, as Ken Stabler put it to me, you played for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. Or, how about this? Could innocent outlaws, lovable rogues, as Stabler called the Oakland Raiders of the 70s, who played in a world grown increasingly conventional and downright boring, be regarded as something more than just one of the great football teams of all time? Could history judge a collection of weirdly intelligent, proudly individualistic, seamlessly bonded men as something more than just another great sports team? Could they be heroes? That was the thought that hit me one day. So I ran it by a random Raider from the era. The first Raider I talked to, actually. I asked him whether we could think of the 70s Raiders as heroic in the "you'll be hearing about them a thousand years from now" sense. The answer wasn't exactly what I expected. "You have to go to the Greeks to get the appropriate conception," said defensive lineman Pat Toomey. "The Greeks understood heroes as being capable of anything, from patricide to incest, because of the energy they had to embody to do the admirable things that they did. What the Greeks would see as quintessentially human behavior. The hero's nature was exceptional and ambivalent, even aberrant. Their heroes proved to be at once good and bad and accumulate contradictory attributes." Then Toomey, graduate of Vanderbilt, son of an Air Force general who specialized in Defense Department nuclear strategies, told me that if I wanted to pursue my idea, I should check out Romanian philosopher Mircea Eliade's The History of Religious Ideas. I never did. I was too busy revisiting the golden age of my beloved Raiders, none of whom committed patricide or incest, but most of whom lived somewhere outside of the conventional grid. The well-read Toomey, like his black and silver brethren, was obviously not your everyday professional football player. He earned a degree in applied mathematics. Nor was the Raider linebacker turned state senator who enlivened training camp with trivia games featuring his mastery of animal genetics. Nor the linebacker who found he'd been traded during a macroeconomics exam. Nor the defensive tackle who holds a navigational guidance patent and used to fly his own tiny airplane cross-country to camp. Nor the linebacker who would prefer to discuss the Druids rather than football, and once arrived at practice astride a horse. Nor the center who did a striptease atop the bar of his favorite tavern. Nor the fullback who rode his motorcycle through a bar. Nor the linebacker who befriended a Hell's Angels leader. Nor the cornerback who regularly checked into the hospital room along with his motorcycle. Nor the men who arrived fresh from football's faceless, drudging minor leagues and blossomed into black and silver stars. Nor the players who would arrive at training camp early, so that they could once again plunge back into their unique haven of camaraderie. But I think I know what Toomey was getting at. That greatness is one thing, legend is another, and myth is still a third. In a low-profile, second-sister town, all three were embodied by a hirsute, off-the-wall football team dressed in black and silver who played football for what Stabler calls